This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Libya's legislative elections have been postponed until January, the country's eastern-based parliament said on Tuesday, instead of being held on December 24th as planned. Elections are supposed to help unify the country after years of conflict and division, but disputes over their legal and constitutional basis have laid bare the extent of the split between Libya's east and west. The House of Representatives has been in disagreement over electoral laws with a rival body, the equivalent of Libya's Senate in the western city of Tripoli. Libya's endured a decade of conflict since the 2011 fall of dictator Muammar Gaddafi and a NATO-backed uprising, which unleashed a complex civil war that dragged in multiple foreign powers. A landmark ceasefire between eastern and western camps last year, following a year-long bid by military strongman Khalifa Haftar to seize Tripoli, paved the way to a UN-backed peace process. The Tripoli-based unity government took office in March with a mandate to lead the country to December elections. Southern African Regional Bloc, SADC, agreed at a summit on Tuesday to extend a troop deployment in Mozambique to help the government fight an Islamic State-linked insurgency. The troop deployment was initially for 3 months and due to end on October 15th. It's unknown how long the extension was approved for. Southern African nations agreed in June to send troops to help Mozambique respond to the insurgency, which is concentrated in the northern province of Cabo Delgado and has claimed thousands of lives since 2017. Rwanda began deploying soldiers in Mozambique a month later. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's COVID-19 chief warned Tuesday, quote, "We're not out of the woods in the fight against the pandemic, even if many people thought it was nearly over." She says last week, 3.1 million known new cases were reported to the UN Health Agency and 54,000 more deaths, though the true numbers are likely higher. She added, quote, "What I really struggle with is in some cities we see ICUs or intensive care units and hospitals full and people dying, yet on the streets people are acting like it's completely over." Because of the way the world has handled the crisis, COVID-19 will not be eradicated and is here to stay, she added. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating a possible anchor strike as the cause of a broken pipeline that has spewed tens of thousands of gallons of crude oil into the sea off California, according to media reports on Tuesday. Around 126,000 gallons of thick, sticky fuel have fouled waters that are home to seals, dolphins, and whales since a pipeline ruptured over the weekend. A 15-mile or 24-kilometer stretch of coastline has been closed to the public, and fishing has been halted as crews scramble to clean up one of California's biggest spills in decades. The Los Angeles Times reported Tuesday the Coast Guard was investigating if a large commercial ship set anchor in the wrong place and damaged the pipeline. The disaster has reignited a debate about the presence of oil rigs and pipelines near the coast of Southern California. The World Health Organization is still reviewing data about Russia's Sputnik V vaccine as part of hopes that it can be approved by the UN Health Agency for emergency use against coronavirus, but said Tuesday that no decision is imminent. The clarification comes after Russian health ministers in recent days said administrative issues were among the holdups in WHO's decision-making process about whether to grant an emergency use listing to Sputnik V, as it has for half a dozen other vaccines. Such approval would be a show of international confidence in the vaccine after a rigorous review process and could pave the way for its inclusion into the COVAX program organized by the World Health Organization and key partners that is shipping COVID-19 vaccines to scores of countries around the world based on need. The vaccines approved by the World Health Organization so far are Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Sinovac, and Sinopharm. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.